Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well in Miami today. My good buddy Rick Rule's conference here, actually in Boca Raton. Super excited. Going to have some incredible speakers tomorrow that I'm looking forward to watching. Danielle DiMartino Booth spoke this morning. Didn't get a chance to see her. It's always nice to say hello to Danielle. And last time we were able to hang out and grab dinner in Belize and kind of go back and forth on the economy. By the way, that was about a month or two ago, and we were talking about recession. So it's appropriate. Today, what happens? We get GDP out with another negative print. So GDP in real terms was down 0.9% Q2. That just came out this morning. So that is combined with Q1 negative GDP print of, call it 1.5%. So two quarters in a row, that is the definition of a recession. But everything that's coming out the mainstream media, Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, the White House blog, as you guys saw from the video I did yesterday, they're saying, oh no, nothing to see here. This is not a recession. If we have two quarters of an economic contraction, that does not mean the United States economy is in a recession. We have to tell you, you can't be the arbiter of whether or not your standard of living is going down or what you see. Don't worry about what you see. Just keep spending money. That's their message. Because they're all Keynesian. It's all about aggregate demand. But I've got more comments on the negative GDP print. So let's go over to this story from CNBC from one of our monetary mandarins herself. That is Janet Yellen. She says the economy is not in a recession despite GDP slump. So she talked about this. I forgot where it was I forgot where that article was from, Josh. You remember that was not the Wall Street Journal. But anyway, she talked about this in another article that we brought up the other day, but she's talking about it today. She was live on CNBC, and as soon as I landed in Miami today, I saw this came up on my phone. So I listened to her live. I thought, oh, it's interesting. I don't usually listen to CNBC, but if she's on live, let's hear what she has to say. And as soon as I turned it on, she started talking about the whole reason for inflation was, quote unquote, Putin's war. I'm like, oh, here we go. Now I remember why I never, ever, ever listened to these people, because it's just sheer propaganda. So I immediately turned it off. So anyway, key points here. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Thursday, the U.S. economy is in a state of transition. You hear that, guys? We are not in a recession. This is just simply a transitionary period. So the first question I would have for Janet Yellen is, show me the recession that is not a transition period. All a recession is a transition period from one period of growth to the next period of growth. And in between, what do you have? Would you not call that a transition? In fact, let's look at the Great Depression in the 1930s. Was that not just a transition period between the 1920s and the 1940s? What would you call the GFC? Was that not just a transition period from 2007 to 2009? I mean, give me a break. Again, this is why I get so frustrated with these people, is they just treat you like you're an idiot. They treat you like you're stupid. And they insult your intelligence. And it's one of the main reasons I get so worked up over this nonsense. Moving on to the next key point. When you look at the economy, job creation is continuing. Well, how do you know it's continuing? Household finances remain strong. Based on what? I'm sure she's talking about their balance sheet, which is based on the fact that they haven't spent all of their stimmy checks yet. But okay, they've got negative real wage growth, negative real wages. So just because their checking account balance is higher on average than it was in 2019, they're going to burn through that a hell of a lot faster. So let's just say their checking balance in 2019 was $100. Today, they've got, let's say, $150. All right. But back in 2019, their expenses were such that let's just say their paycheck was handling all of their expenses. Well, now, because of negative real wages, their paycheck isn't handling all of their expenses. So let's just say they had that $100 in their checking account every single month. Well, now they might have $150, but that's quickly going down to $125, $100, $75, $50, and $0, because inflation has gone up so much faster than their wages. So it is true their balance sheet may look better right now, but just let's fast forward 3 or 4 months, and it's only a matter of time before their balance sheet is far worse than it was in 2019, which is what happens with all these government programs. It might paper over the problem short term, but in the midterm, long term, it just makes things worse. No matter how awesome people think it is that they're getting the free money from the government, there is no free lunch. So my point there is that, yes, the finances might look good when you look at the balance sheet, but this is only temporary. And she knows that, for heaven's sakes. Consumers are spending and businesses are growing. Really? Okay, let's actually go down to this part I highlighted that's right at the top of my mind. Let's see here. I'm kind of skipping around, but there's a reason. You guys will see. Here we go. So in the middle of the blog post, they say, but inflation has proven to be a bigger obstacle, rising 9.1% in June, while economic growth has failed to keep up. Listen to this next part. Consumer and business confidence levels have plunged. Let me read that one more time for you. Consumer and business confidence levels have plunged. It doesn't say consumer and business confidence levels have skyrocketed. Plunged. Okay. Now let's go back up to that second key point. Consumers are spending and businesses are growing. If the consumer was spending because they're so confident about their future finances, if businesses were growing like this, oh my gosh, there's so much profit. We're growing so quickly. We've got all these customers. We don't even know what to do with ourselves. How do you reconcile that with consumers and business confidence levels have plunged? If the consumer is so solid, why is their confidence plunging? If businesses are growing so quick, why is their confidence plunging? Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. If you guys watched my whiteboard video last night, I took kind of a sarcastic approach to all this. And one of the main takeaways, if you hear these central planners and authoritarians talk about misinformation or trying to, you know, whenever there's a narrative that's something that could be contrary to what they want you to believe, they come out and attack the facts. So they have to make up some sort of reason as to why you shouldn't be worried about or why you shouldn't be focusing on this. That's a tell sign. That's a red flag. That's a tell. These people are trying to manipulate you. And another good tell is when they contradict themselves. When they contradict themselves constantly, you know something's fishy here. They're not telling you the truth, or they're hiding something. They're trying to spin something. They're not trying to present the facts to me. They're trying to manipulate me. And we need to be hyper cognizant of this, especially in the world that we live in today. Obviously, this has gotten exponentially worse since 2020. And you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's go back to the highlighted bits here. Recession, Yellen insisted, broad-based weakening of our economy that includes substantial layoffs, always a lagging indicator, business closures, strains on household finances. Okay, well, correct me if I'm wrong, Janet, but if we have negative real wage growth to the degree that we have, where inflation is 9% real wage or wage growth, nominal wage growth, let's say 3-4, that's a 5 or 6% delta. So if we have that, are you telling me that somehow, and by the way, the administration will even admit that the number one concern with the average household, the average American household right now, is inflation, that they can't keep up. Prices are just going up too quickly, or they're having to make all these cutbacks, and they don't know if they're going to be able to afford rent or food or gas prices in the future, the very near future. How is that not a strain? How is 9.1% inflation not a strain on household finances? This is just nonsense. Again, completely contradicting herself. And she knows darn well that the job market is a lagging indicator. And you know what's interesting? Right when we landed today, I pulled up a chart on my phone of the unemployment rate layered on top of U.S. recessions going back to like 1950 or so. And it is true that every single time that we have a recession, that gray line shaded, you know how they do that on those charts, that unemployment was going up. But you also have to understand that they don't announce a recession until after the fact. So could we assume what these people do to date a recession is just simply look at the unemployment rate? So it's not that the unemployment rate is always going up when we have a recession. It's just the date of the recession that's chose randomly by these, I guess, 7 or 8 people after the fact. Maybe it's just they choose the dates. So how else would they date when we hit a recession? Where would they put the beginning and the end? You think it's that formula is really that complex? If it's that complex, why can they never predict when we're headed into a recession? My guess, to be clear, is it's not that the unemployment rate always goes up during a recession. It's the dates they use to declare we were in a recession from this time to this time. They don't know when the hell it was. So they just look at the unemployment rate and say, oh, well, it was then. And we just happened to get out of the recession as soon as the unemployment rate went down, because they're just so hyper-focused on the Phillips curve. So I don't want to claim this is what they're doing. What I am saying is it wouldn't surprise me if that was the extent of the complexity of the model they actually use to determine the dates of a recession. And therefore, if you didn't think about it, you could conclude that the only time we're in a recession is unemployment's going up. But I guess my point is, what's coming first, the chicken or the egg, right? Is the recession coming first and then they're layering over or we get the unemployment rate and they're laying over the recession to fit that perfectly? I think that's probably what's going on. Let me get back to the article here. So that's not what we're seeing right now. She said during an afternoon conference at the Treasury, when you look at the economy, job creation is continuing. Household finances remain strong. Consumers are spending and business. Okay, that's what we talked about earlier. And then they completely contradict it by saying consumer business confidence has plunged. President Joe Biden, Yellen both touted the possibilities of a new bill that Democratic lawmakers apparently have agreed on to fight inflation. So if you didn't see this story, this is fantastic. Biden came out today and with a bill or an act. And are you ready for this? I'll give you the name. It's the Inflation Reduction Act. Let me say that again. The Reflation Reduction Act. So what do you think is included in the Inflation Reduction Act? Government spending. Wouldn't you know it? It's roughly $400 billion of additional government spending. That is what is, additional taxes. So what they're doing is they're taxing the producers so we get less stuff, and they're spending more money so we get artificially high aggregate demand. So they're increasing demand, decreasing supply, and somehow claiming that this is going to reduce inflation. Hence the title, the Inflation Reduction Act, dummy. It's not the Inflation Increasing Act. Again, just completely insulting your intelligence. Yellen attributed rising inflation to the war in Ukraine. Shocker. I mean, what would she not attribute to the war? In fact, I'm surprised they called it the war in Ukraine and they didn't call it Putin's war. You know that it's just pure. Now, even they could be right in what they're saying, but you know they're not trying to be factual, that they're trying to manipulate you when they say Putin's war. That's like the giveaway. The supply chain problems and COVID. Oh, of course, of course, of course. It's the pandemic. It's never the government's response to the pandemic. And then she did not discuss the impact of monetary and fiscal stimulus. Of course she didn't. Of course she didn't. So again, your spidey senses should be on high alert when you hear a quote-unquote expert not referencing the main contributors to what the problem is in the first place. And, you know, they kind of wiggle around it and try to spin the truth. This is how you know that they're, well, manipulating is the best word. So whether they're talking, whether they label something misinformation, disinformation, whether they contradict themselves, or whether they say something is going to have the opposite effect as it will in reality, just using common sense. I'm talking about the inflation spending, or whether they're trying to wiggle around the truth. This is how you know that you should not trust this person or anything that's coming out of their mouth. In fact, whatever they say, the opposite most likely is true. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism.